See yourself at the mirror. Your body is bare, waiting, preparing for what you've already been invited to undertake, preparing to go out. Everything about your body feels warm and relaxed. The safety is sufficient to keep you feeling dazed, swaying, warm. The image of pointed ears and a long, soft brush tail comes to mind. Then it fades away just as quickly. On the table by the mirror, yes, there is a mirror, and in it you are laid out and bare before yourself. But strangely today, the image seems natural and normal, lacking all the small criticisms you might normally have of yourself. On the table by the mirror is a note, written in shimmering blue light. A girl, some girl, local, trying to remember where you met her is impossible. It all happened so fast. She handed you the note, and it says to come and see her beneath the eaves of the forest nearby, behind the college. And so you will. You are just considering what to wear, reaching within to touch your fullest impulses, to find what feels most natural today. You want to impress, but you're also struck with another urge, an urge to show off particular features, a particular outfit. You want to show off, and you consider exactly how to do so. Your closet is open. The clothes are within. Everything looks gray and drab, a bit dull in fact, except one outfit. Somehow it is in the same ephemeral blue color as the ink on the note. You see it say how exactly you are incomplete right now. You see its story written on it. You see it and just know, the girl will love it. You wish you could recall her face, but softness and swaying and blue fire is all that comes to mind. That doesn't matter. The blue outfit laid out on the table, next to the note. You lay it there, look at it, and decide. You pick it up, and begin to slip it on over your form. Your mind feels like it has simply suspended all criticism of this space, this time. This will all be good in the end. You will know so much more than ever before. You will be complete. It is this last thought which strikes you as strange, because it would be hard to say how exactly you are incomplete right now. Completion comes later. Relaxation comes now. It is so soothing to dress yourself, to dress up smartly and go to meet her. A blue blazer is there, and a pair of shorts. It has a sporty and comfortable look. You can engage in physical activity without issue wearing these. They aren't delicate clothes and won't tear easily. Good. You never know what you'll do in the forest. The whole outfit glows with the same blue flame which was in the ink on the paper invitation. You slowly push the blazer and shorts aside, revealing a dress shirt beneath, a pair of white ankle socks, comfortable boy short underwear, all of it in the lightest blue, or at least around the edges. They feel warm. You pick them up, but your eyes just see blue light. You lean against the bed, raise one leg, slowly slide it into the underwear. The fabric is soft cotton, and they slip up your legs, snug and reassuring. You slide your other leg in, slip them past your ankles. Yes, they feel warm. Up over your lower thighs, the crotch fits a bit snugly. It feels so tight, hot, when your pussy slides against the fabric, almost hot and swampy and aching within already. You realize you're already getting wet, the arousal flooding your bloodstream, chemical, inevitable, a response and reaction built into these clothes. When you look down, there even seems to be a little bulge, strange given how snugly they fit. You jut your hips forward. It makes you feel confident, comfortable, next the socks, slipping them over your heels. They feel stimulatingly tight and compact. Your muscles respond, standing out on your calves and ankles. Your feet are on the floor. You stand with them shoulder-width apart. Looking down, realizing the socks are indeed faintly blue throughout, where they looked white before. Only in donning them have you brought out the color. The boxer-like underwear are pleasant, and you like the look of yourself in the mirror. Blue light, fire in your mind, pleasure, the covering heat swamping your pussy, seeming to invade, slip inside, connect with your nervous system and tease the deepest bits of you. Just wearing these makes you hot, your clit already standing proud. You think of the sexy girl you're going to meet, feel your hips jump in the air, almost subconsciously. Everything is firm and powerful, every moment. You think only of getting the outfit on as a sparking pulse from your clit invades your brain. Your mind is between your legs right now, sliding the shorts over your boxers. They come to just above the knee. Scuffing, sliding, donning them, the closure of the button, the zipper slipped up. They are a bit loose, but that bulging between your legs is preserved. You squeeze your thighs, thinking of the woman who told you to dress like this. Your slit drips. Your clitoris is rigid and rubbing against the fabric of the underwear now and then squeezes down. You must be making it so hot, wet. The heat is trapped within, tormenting, pulling at your pussy, doing things you didn't think mere heat and fabric and sensation could achieve, guiding you by your sex. You reach for the dress shirt, slipping it over your arms, slowly buttoning it. It seems tight, but manages to close. Closing, a squeezing feeling around your chest, squeezed down, flat, but oddly comfortable. Running your hands over it, feeling the cool, silky fabric of the blue dress shirt, making your nipples hard, taut under the shirt, flat against you. You throw the blazer over your shoulder rather than putting it on. It just feels natural. You walk toward the door. Warm euphoria takes you. Concentrated heat. Just above your butt and on top of your head, too, the blazer brushes your neck and heat goes from that point right to the top of your head. Your very existence is threaded into that clothing now. The image in your mind of a beautiful fox woman staring down at you, her three tails swaying, flitting, rubbing against you. It fades just as quickly, but you do shiver. On the path outside, a path toward the forest eaves. Walking is pleasant. You notice your gait is slightly wider than before, as if accommodating something between your legs. You feel that every step is making something powerful and heavy and warm take over your mind a little more. You think of the curvy fox woman and your tongue hangs out a bit. Walking along the path. This outfit is glorious and you love it and you will have to thank her. Eventually you're under the forest eaves and the cool air makes you slip on the blue blazer. When it does slide over your arms, slide into place, your tongue hangs out that little bit more. Further, perhaps, than you thought it could. Your clit is in that swampy, warm, wet, squeezing place between your legs. You weren't sure at first, but now you know that those shorts are sucking on it, making you aroused, on edge. But you're waiting, though, holding back from your obvious horny lust, your rutting desire to kneel and fuck and blank your own brain. Waiting. For her to do it for you. Waiting there. For her. Which her is unknown just now. But knowledge isn't so necessary. Drifting brings the full-body whisper, the cessation of awareness. You make a spirited attempt to recall the body that once was, a body you can scarcely now call your own. It is distant, it is hazy, it is uncoupled and unimportant. What is important is following along to completion. You hear rustling somewhere behind you and turn, but the girl is not there. You recall a smile on her muzzle. Her lips? No, her muzzle. Pointed fox ears flicking, but this was no fox morph. Instantly you know you thought about it too much. In your smart blue outfit, you fall back twitching onto the ground. You thought about her too much, and whatever she left inside your brain has triggered, warmly twitching. You wonder about getting dirt on your beautiful outfit, but when the pleasure waves come, dirt is the least of your worries. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. The right thought has triggered a change in your body. You feel the crawling warmth all over you, your skin wonderfully boiling pleasure. You feel wet, hot thoughts inside your brain. Everything's a little less firm, a little less fixed. You think of those ears. Yes, the girl who invited you. No, the woman. She has pointed ears. Displaying her true nature, you smile in remembrance, and then the throbbing happens. It is tingly and pleasurable, like when someone whispers in your ear or runs their finger down the back of your neck. The top of your head is hot and tingling, sending darting pleasure, inescapable pleasure. The almost subliminal tingle makes you feel weak in your arms, your legs. You lay on the soft leaves and pine of the forest edge floor, twitching now and then in animalistic hindbrain pleasure. When you manage to desperately bring your hands up to the top of your head, you feel soft, fluffy protrusions. The sides of your head are bare. It seems a natural shift. Your ears are on top of your head, flicking, carrying forest sounds into your brain, including the rustling of your body against the floor of that vast natural space. You know what triggered this. You know what awoke the curse, the magic, the pleasure in the clothing. Coming to this place and remembering the girl you met once here, smiling back at you, inviting you. You remember your mind fading away into nothing, as a mote of flame, foxfire that was on the tip of her finger, waved back and forth in front of you. Just like it is right now, she silently emerges from the underbrush. A beautiful woman, fox ears, blue robe. She's wearing some kind of silk. It does little to hide her large breasts and curved hips. The svelte and agile girl with the fox ears and three long tails twining around one another. A kitsune. She beams thoughts right into your mind, the words, the commands, her words in your fuzzy brain, traveling in through your fluffy ears, which recognize her as their superior. They are pointed, they flick, they make your animal side come out more firmly here. You want to let your tongue hang out. The primal pleasure of her thoughts, her control, taking you away. You don't care how you look, you want her to see everything, to know that you came to this place, that you waited, that you are surrendering to the hierarchy where you, newly minted, newly transformed, will fall under her thrall and follow in her ways. You let go of your fluffy ears and reach down, feeling the back of your shorts instinctively. You feel the waistband of those wonderful boxers underneath. They are still sucking hard on your clit. So, when you pull on the waistband, it jerks the base of that hard button and makes your knees shivery and weak. So does suddenly encountering the tingling just above your butt. Your ass squeezes, clenching, and you feel it in your clit when you do. The beautiful figure is above you, watching, watching as you gasp and fondle at yourself, slipping hands under the shorts, under the boxers, Into the narrow space, you desperately undo the fly of your shorts, sliding one hand down the front. Beginning to stimulate, you have to relieve the pressure, have to fight the desperate hunger. You feel something soft, a spark of pleasure on your scalp. The ears lay low. Submissive fox ears laying low as she watches you. You find the tingling above your ass getting more intense. You wonder how it would feel to have fingers softly caressing your ears. You rub the front of your boxers, having slipped one hand down the unbuttoned fly. You just rub the bulge in the fabric. Your clit sings. It feels so good, so big. Rubbing your boxers makes whatever swampy hot suction has formed inside of them move around as well, attached to your clit as it is. You feel yourself rubbing face down on the ground. There's wet heat between your legs. Your pussy is spreading open, craving fullness, aching as your clit is tormented, all of it trapped inside your boxers. You raise your ass, wiggle your butt to and fro, and your new tail drapes down your shoulders as you do. The image of foxfire swaying to and fro is still in your mind, as is the acute sensory awareness of both ears and tail, inescapable. She has fire on the tip of one burning finger and brings it down several inches in front of your face. You don't have much time to study her outfit, her gaze, her gait, but you do turn your eyes upward and see her three tails swaying, a blue silk choker around her neck with a bell on it. You watch. You feel everything trapped in sensation. Your eyes cross, trying to follow the fire as you rub the bulge in your boxers, every bit of you desperate. You must look so wanton, so horny, so stuck in your own body's needs. You squeeze your ass on purpose, and it feels like a spot deep inside, connected to your new luxurious, long foxtail. Like a spot deep inside of your ass is making your clitoris feel incredible. So you clench down your ass deliberately. No, not one foxtail. Two. There's one tail falling to either side of your face. They stir back and forth, restlessly rubbing their softness over you. Your obvious arousal makes them more agitated. The dress shirt is pressed into the dirt below. You are pressed down, sweating through it, only your ass raised, one hand in the back massaging your butt, your other hand rubbing between your legs. You squeeze muscles just above your butt in your lower back, muscles you were barely aware of before. Your tails twitch, rubbing softly against the sides of your face. You are face down, ass up, looking at the fox woman moving her finger back and forth, to and fro. You rub in time with her waving finger, and your boxers reward your clit and your needy hole with pleasure. Your butt is relaxing, clenching, over and over, and your clit is being milked by some force deep inside of it. Helpless. The fire contains your mind now. A simple sublimation, sublime in its power over you. If you walked, if you moved around, you would feel your tails, natural, swaying, to and fro at all times, with different patterns of movement depending on how you were feeling. So natural, swaying to and fro, coming out just above the shorts under your smart-looking blazer, displaying your butt, framing it with those soft tails, for all the world. It makes you feel hard between your legs. You squirm. Your boxers and the crotch of your unbuttoned shorts are soaked with your juices. Both are in disarray. You moan as every drop of your juices remind you how helpless you are. She commands you. She has three tails, ears flicked high, proud. She is older, stronger, your superior. It is natural and normal. to follow her command. She orders you to turn over, to lay on your back instead of your belly. You try to resist your arousal at her commands. It'll be so obvious if you show her your soaked boxers and the crotch of the blue shorts dark with your nectar. The way the bulge clenches around your clit is inhuman, endless. It gets punishingly sensitive when you think about staying on your belly, making you follow. Turning over makes it more intense, though. Your clit is being rubbed by the tiny and precise tongues of fabric, which lick and stroke it, working it from base to tip. You are rewarded with very lazy, slow, mind-numbing strokes of just the right softness. It makes thinking too cloudy. It is natural and normal to roll over and obey. Your long, soft tails are limp and low. Your ears are flat on your head, reducing your enhanced hearing. You roll onto your back, feeling exposed but beautifully bonded with the mysterious woman above. Her robe flutters in the air, distant, otherworldly, ethereal. Her ears have little tufts of fur on the tips, whiter than the rest. She smiles down at you, and you are rewarded. One of her delicate feet reaches out to step firmly between your legs, the place where your whole body has been focused since those boxers began sucking and pulling at your clit, making it feel larger, swollen and engorged and sensitive, and the cloth fabric just keeps pulling thoughts right out of you. If you had these boxers on all the time, what would happen to your poor body and brain? Its pleasure response. You'd be horny all the time, bucking and grinding at even incidental movement during the day, getting you off, setting you off, making you come, edging mindlessly to every horny fantasy. The slightest wrong movement, vigorous movement, and these clothes will make you feel muscled, vigorous, trapped in this body as she stands above and takes what she wants, which is advantage over your horny form. You need it, wet and aching between your legs. Your inner thighs are drenched with rivulets of your juices. Your clit is both sweated and sucked and slicked as well with your needy fluids. You are in this body and she is now grinding her heel into the bulge in your shorts, making your little buttons spark as if it were a larger, trampled length. Your brain is growing fuzzier, simpler, more absolutely turned on for her. You can see the silk of her dark blue panties under her robes as she tramples on you. You can see her three tails swishing, leaving lines of flame in the air. The clothes are slicked with sweat. You're weak and groaning with pleasure. You briefly think that you've covered her gift with your sweat and your juices, and your aching clit is bulging under her heel. But those thoughts go as you push your hips up, sparking more pleasure. She can push them back down with her hind paw if she wants, pressing and grinding, grinding you under her heel, moaning as a strange, sweet pleasure pain takes over your brain. You see her clearly. Something is rising in you. You focus on her eyes and the malicious pleasure there. She is sadistic. She is overjoyed. You do notice a slickness on her inner thighs, near her blue silk panties. And this makes your clit harder. Makes it more and more aroused, more and more rigid, inescapable, pulling and pulsing its siren song to your brain. Give in to your hot, unusually horny, absolutely helpless pussy, the way that bulge is ground under her heel. Give in to the grinding, the clenching of your body, your ass pulsing as if there were some spot in there connected to your clit, milking it dry, so close, closer, closer by the second. You're gonna come. Your mind is going white hot, gonna come, dripping with it. Pussy clenching, clit being pulled by the fabric, her wonderful heel grinding you into the ground. The most powerful and memorable image from it all. She standing above you, stepping down on you, pressing you down. The spell in the clothes remains, and you lay there in them, with your ears and tails becoming more automatic, more fulfilled by the second. Tails stirring and squirming around each other, your ears flicking and flattening atop your head. Smile vacantly, drool, Let your tongue hang out and your mouth hang open. Smile in your cute blue outfit, with the power of her influence inside of you. You feel it, the power and vitality, your ears twitching, your tail stirring, your mind melting away, even the dregs of arousal fading dreamlike. The forest feels right, and the sound of it fulfills you. You shiver at the thought of what the next kitsune you meet might do to you, and what your mind will do when you receive orders, transformations, further manifestations of power and desire. You slowly slide to your feet, your tails hanging down, brushing the backs of your bare knees. Your ears stand up, gathering the sounds of the world around you, taking them to your mind, listening for the faint laughter of that woman off in the trees, or for the predatory growl of ownership you heard beneath the barely there voice that you scarcely remember. You know she told you something, and you know you listened, recalling exactly what is impossible, because every time you do try, your ears, your tails, remind you through warm tingles to your central nervous system that you'd be better off just listening to your elder kitsune, obeying, following, waiting, swishing your tails and letting the voice in. The voice in your ears is there to guide you to your fall.